This episode covers how to bring up resentment without starting a war. You've been keeping the peace for months, maybe years, while the distance between you and your wife keeps growing. What you'll get here is a method and 5 scripts that give you a way to say the thing without blowing it up. You've been swallowing it for months, maybe years. Small things at first, then patterns, then the feeling that you're invisible in your own marriage. You keep the peace because you don't know how to say it without it becoming a fight. But silence has a cost. What felt like patience has turned into distance. What started as frustration has become resentment. Just breathe for a moment before you carry on. And resentment, left unspoken, does not stay neutral. It grows. It shapes how you see her. And eventually, it kills the intimacy that brought you together. This guide gives you a way out of that silence. No confrontation. No list of grievances. Just graduated scripts that help you say the thing in a way she can hear. What your silence is costing you. Every time you swallowed something instead of saying it, you made a small deposit into a wall you've been building without knowing it. You told yourself it wasn't worth the fight. You told yourself you'd let it go, but you didn't let it go. It stayed. And it changed how you see her, how you respond when she reaches for you, how much effort you're willing to put in. Research by John Gottman and Nan Silver identifies unexpressed resentment as one of the primary drivers of contempt. Contempt is the single strongest predictor of relationship breakdown. The quiet feeling that your partner is beneath your respect. And it builds in silence, in the things held back, rather than the arguments had. Take a second before you carry on, so it has time to sink in. The silence you've been keeping is managed distance. 2 people staying in the same house, keeping things civil, not touching the real stuff. That's managed distance, and it has a cost. Here's what's actually happening when resentment conversations blow up. There are usually 2 reasons. The first is timing. Men tend to hold frustration until it reaches a threshold, then say everything at once. By the time it comes out, it's been compressed under months of silence. What could have been a calm, "I've been feeling like X," comes out as a 3-year accusation. The second reason is framing. Most men bring up resentment as a verdict. "You always do tenth. You never why." The framing is accusation, so she defends. She defends, so you escalate. Both of you leave the conversation feeling worse than before you started. Say it earlier, at a lower volume, before it has been compressed into something explosive. That's the fix. Here's the method. 4 things in order. Resentment is not one thing. The graduated method matches what you say to how much weight you're carrying. Level 1 is a minor recurring irritation, small and contained. Level 2 is a pattern you've noticed, something recurring that affects how you feel. Level 3 is longer held frustration where your silence has fed the weight. Level 4 is deep, long-standing resentment that has been affecting your closeness. Just pause and take a breath. Now the 4 steps, which apply at every level. Identify the level. Know how much weight you're carrying before you start. 2. Pick 1 thing. 1 specific situation or feeling. 3. Use ownership language. Start with what you've been holding, not with what she's done wrong. 4. Stop after the first sentence. Say the thing, then listen. Do not deliver the whole prepared speech. Wait here, and do not fill the silence. Step 4 is the one most men skip. The tendency is to fill silence with more words, especially when the first sentence felt exposing. Resist that. Say it, and stop. Let her respond. Your goal on the first attempt is just breaking the silence. Now let's get into the actual words. The 5 scripts below are ordered from lowest to highest weight. Start lower than you think you need to. The goal of the first resentment conversation is opening a channel that has been closed. Script 1. The low stake entry. For a minor, contained frustration. This script builds the muscle for harder conversations. Your scenario. Something small has been bugging you for weeks. You keep letting it go. You haven't said anything. You say, "Hey, can I mention something small? It's been on my mind and I'd rather say it than sit on it. When specific thing happens, I notice I get a little resentful about it. I don't think you mean anything by it. I just wanted to say it out loud." Just breathe for a moment before you carry on. Why it works? It signals low stakes from the start. It names the feeling without accusation, and it opens a door without requiring her to walk through it immediately. Script 2, the pattern script. For something recurring, not one incident, but a dynamic you've noticed over time. Your scenario, the same thing keeps happening, and you've been absorbing it each time without saying anything. You say, "Can I bring up something I've been sitting on? It's not about one specific thing. I've noticed that when pattern keeps happening, I start feeling, specific feeling. I'm not trying to make this into a big thing. I just want us to be able to talk about it." Why it works? Naming a pattern is different from citing an incident. It tells her you've been paying attention, not stockpiling examples to use against her. Script 3, the ownership script. For longer held resentment, where you know your silence has added to the weight. Your scenario, you've been carrying this for a few months, and you know part of the problem is that you haven't said anything. You say, "I've been carrying some resentment about situation, and I know part of that is on me. I haven't said anything, so it's built up. What I want to say is specific feeling or need. I'm not looking to assign blame. I just needed to stop sitting on it." Take a second before you carry on, so it has time to settle. Why it works? Ownership language shifts the conversation from accusation to disclosure. You're not handing her a verdict. You're letting her in. Script 4, the long-held thing. For deep, long-standing resentment. This one requires more care and more quiet. Your scenario? You've been holding this for a year or more. It's affecting how close you feel. You say, "I need to tell you something I've been sitting on for a while. I'm saying this because I want to feel close to you again, not because I want to fight. Specific situation or pattern has made me feel specific impact. I'm not asking you to agree with me right now. I just couldn't keep holding it. Wait here and do not fill the silence." Why it works? Naming your purpose at the start reframes the conversation before it begins. Instead of a complaint, it becomes an invitation. Script 5, when she gets defensive or goes quiet. For the moment after you've started, and she shuts down or pushes back. This is the repair script. Your scenario, you used one of the scripts above, and she either went quiet or pushed back hard. You say, "I can see this hit hard, and that wasn't what I was going for. I'm not here to attack you. I just wanted us to be able to talk about something that's been getting in the way. Can we try again, a little slower?" Why it works? It names what she's feeling without blaming her for it. It clarifies your intention, and it gives her a way back into the conversation without losing face. Different men freeze for different reasons, and here's how to adjust based on the pattern you recognize in yourself. If you tend to keep the peace and avoid rocking the boat, keep the specifics in. Over-softening loses the meaning. "I've been feeling a little off" is too vague. When X happens, "I feel y is clear and still kind." If you tend to get defensive when criticized, lead with feeling, not your case. "I've been carrying something" will get further than "here's what has been happening." If you tend to push harder when you feel unheard, the graduated method is especially useful for you. Start at level 1 or 2, even when carrying level 4. Build the habit before the weight. If you tend to go quiet or pull back when things get tense, script 1 exists for you. Low stakes, low exposure. Start there. The other side of this is accounting for how she tends to respond. If she wants to fix it immediately, slow her down. I don't need you to fix it right now. I just needed to say it. If she hears accusation and things that aren't accusations, Script 3's ownership language is especially effective. If she raises the stakes quickly, Script 5 is your recovery tool. If she goes quiet after you've said it, don't press. Take your time. I'll be here. Here's what most men don't expect. Saying the hard thing, the right way, creates closeness. Not immediately, maybe. She may need time to sit with what you've said. But the act of trusting her with something you've been holding communicates something important. You think your relationship is worth the risk. Couples who can express resentment without it becoming contempt or attack are more resilient and more intimate than couples who keep the surface smooth. Sit with that for a moment before you carry on. Instead of lobbing a complaint, you're inviting her in. Key things to carry with you. Unexpressed resentment becomes contempt. Contempt damages intimacy more than conflict does. Timing and compression are why these conversations blow up. Say it earlier, at a lower volume. Match the script to the level of weight you're carrying. Start lower than you think you need to. Ownership language opens conversations that accusation closes. Your goal on the first attempt is just breaking the silence. You've been keeping the peace, and the peace has had a price. The wall you've been building doesn't have to keep getting higher. Before the next 24 hours are up, write down the one thing you've been holding back the longest. Just the one thing. You don't have to say it yet. Just write it down and let yourself know what it actually is. That's where this starts. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio. Or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. I hope this helps.